Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Truly a pleasure to be your loyal host and producer. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to thank Mr. Gregory Stafford again for providing the theme song entitled No One Else. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things today. You know, there'll be a couple of topics we'll focus on, one of which will have to do with looking into the future. As many of you know, often on Thursdays, not every Thursday, there are some exceptions, but most Thursdays, I like to start the day out having us take a look into the future. Some of it is looking really, really bright, hopeful, encouraging, inspiring. Some of it, you know, we just kind of really don't know what to make of it. We just, you know, let the jury remain out for a while on some of these future possibilities. And at other times, we hear what's coming down the pipes and we're a bit alarmed, disturbed, upset. Can somebody stop that? Will somebody please don't let that happen? Well, we're going to be looking into the future today, and we're going to be taking a look at space travel. How many of you have made a decision that when your ship really comes in, I mean, the money is just flowing so strong that you'd be able to do just about anything you want to do, including take a trip, including a trip into outer space. I can imagine some of you just saying, no way, not me. No way, Jose. No traveling in outer space for me. I know some of you are saying, I remember the last time I was on a plane going from one part of the country to the other part of the country, and I was ready to get off. That plane hit so many air pockets. Some of you think about that landing. Some of you think about the takeoff. And you say, no way, It's hard enough for me to travel by plane when the plane's going to stay right here in the earth. Ain't no way I'm heading out of space. Some of you love that adrenaline rush. That's right. You be looking for excitement. And you saying, oh, man, just all they got to do is say the word. Just let me know y'all ready, and I'm ready. Some of you may be having a thought here and a thought there, you know. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'll just wait and see how the first five or six trips go with other people. If it works out okay for them, I'm game. Well, I know that part of it, too, is folks aren't, you know, particularly excited about the idea of heading into outer space. And hanging out in outer space the way so many of our astronauts do, out there for months and years at a time. And I know some of you have things to do. I mean, being in outer space would be fun. Sure enough, would be fun. Eating out there, drinking out there, going ahead and exercising out there. And you're thinking, man, that would be a blast. But not for 5 months, not for 3 years. That's just that's just a little too long. I can't be in outer space that long. But what if? I'm just saying now, what if you were able to make a trip to outer space and you didn't have to be out there for 5 months, 3 years? You didn't have to be out there if you didn't want to for 1 month. I know some of you would love to be out in outer space for 1 month if your body was going to be okay, you know, we're going to be messing you up as far as your health. You'd love to be out there for a month. But I know some of you just have a lot to do. I mean, seriously, a lot to do. You still have your family to raise and You're not too excited about the idea of taking your family into outer space. You're running businesses. You're running ministries. You have a lot going on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Are you ready to do that? To go where no one has gone before? You just don't want to be there for 4 or 5 weeks. Well, I'm going to share some information with you, courtesy of BBC, that may, you know, kind of get those adrenaline juices flowing, give you some food for thought. There was a space rocket that was plunging earthward, twitched its steering fins and firing gas jets to stabilize itself, and it looked like that rocket was through. But as it neared the surface, its motors started burning stronger and the rocket slowed considerably. Landing legs springing from its sides, and as billowing smoke was dispersing, it was clear this space rocket had touched down upright and in one piece. It's a feat that was only conceivable, in fact, was inconceivable just 10 years ago. I know we talk about the pace at which technology is improving, but inconceivable only a decade ago that a space rocket could make its way into outer space, back to Earth, landing upright in one piece. But after quite a few spectacular failed attempts, the Californian rocket maker SpaceX has in the last 4 months landed an orbital rocket stage 4 times. Once on land in December 2015 at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and in April for the first time on a remote-controlled barge in the mid-Atlantic. We're talking some serious progress. And these were not dummy rockets. Both of them were the 40-meter-high first stages of Falcon 9 rockets that had just launched commercial spacecraft into orbit. By returning rocket stages to Earth for reconditioning and reuse, SpaceX's founder, billionaire Elon Musk, hopes eventually to make spaceflight as economical as commercial aviation. Stay with me now. As economical as commercial aviation. Here's his point. Airlines don't throw away a Boeing 747 each time it flies. So why do that with spaceships? Well, sci-fi has predicted reusable spacecraft for a century or more. And space engineers have experimented with the idea since the mid-20th century. The partly reusable space shuttle is about the closest we've gotten, some would say. So here's the question. Why has reusability taken so long to be seriously considered? First, consider this. SpaceX, the one that I was just telling you about, that landed upright in one piece, is not alone. Blue Origin, backed by Amazon chief Jeff Bezos, has launched and then landed its New Shepard suborbital space tourism rocket 3 times, and each time venturing just beyond the edge of space, an altitude of roughly 61 miles. Virgin Galactic's Spaceship 2 will fly on multiple suborbital trips. Smaller vehicles which employ modern technologies can be much more reusable than the shuttle. And suborbital vehicles even more so, according to Virgin CEO George Whitesides. But SpaceX's landings are the greater technical feat. Getting a satellite to low Earth orbit means the rocket needs to be traveling at about 3,726 miles per hour. And to reach geostationary orbit, 5,590 miles per hour before that first stage can be released and return to Earth. So, a short explanation for why reusable rockets haven't arrived earlier has to do with the technical difficulty. However, we were talking about planes a little earlier. The idea of reusable space planes dates back to before World War II. Would you believe that? Reusable space planes. They were working on this idea, this concept, before World War II. Before the Apollo program, space planes were thought to be the future of reusable spacecraft, according to Roger Launius, who's at the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum in D.C. The idea has been out there since at least, according to the West, the Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon science fiction comic strips in the 1920s and 1930s. Every single one of the spacecraft in those strips was a reusable space plane. Yeah, airplanes to space planes. So since before World War II, a lot of people have been thinking that space flight would eventually be like airplane activity. Now, as we talk about airplane activity, does this help you get a little more comfortable about the idea of traveling to outer space? Again, airplanes, what do? Well, they take flight and they land, well, usually within hours after liftoff. In other words, airplanes don't hit the air and then just stay in the air for weeks, months at a time. Within hours, they're back on the ground. Space planes, will they have to stay out there? And the outer limits? Let's look at this some more when I come back.